This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, February 20th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. February 20th is the World Day for Social Justice, a day established by the United Nations to remind people that only justice for working people can solve poverty and stop wars. The UN agency focused on building social justice around the world is the International Labour Organization. Guy Ryder, a longtime trade unionist, is the Director General of the ILO.
As we mark the World Day of Social Justice, global economic recovery hangs in the balance. Tipping that balance towards sustainable growth and development means tackling social injustice. And my message today cannot be better expressed than in the words of the ILO's 1919 Constitution, that lasting peace can be established only if it is based on social justice. Today, there is a pervasive sense of deep injustice, that the weakest are being asked to sacrifice the most. Social justice is multidimensional, but as in the late 19th century, the world of work is now at the centre of discontent and must be an integral part of the solution in shaping a different, more just global order for the future. Social and economic inequalities in their multiple forms are rising. Some 200 million women and men are unemployed. A further 870 million women and men, a quarter of the world's working people, are working but unable to lift themselves and their families above the $2 a day per person poverty line. Some 74 million young women and men have no jobs. Youth unemployment is at dramatic levels in a number of countries, particularly in Europe and in North Africa. And the length of time young people are remaining idle is increasing, and the scars of youth unemployment, as we know, can last a lifetime. And in many countries, working women and men seeking to exercise their right to organise freely to uphold justice and dignity at work are prevented from forming and joining trade unions. Stepping up the global struggle for social justice is the right thing to do. And it's also in our common interest. And we bring our commitment to decent work for all to the global challenge of realising social justice and a fair globalisation.
One of the many groups using World Social Justice Day to fight for better conditions is an international coalition lobbying for fair pay for interns. One of the demonstrations in support of the struggles of unpaid interns was held in Geneva.
Right now we are live right outside the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. Each person is recounting a story of someone who cannot do an unpaid internship.
We're going to come round and with the microphone, just read out the stories, the testimonies of those people. We'll start down here, we'll just go down the line.
This message is from Karishma Tiwari from India. She writes, unpaid internships only increase the inequalities that exist, as they only allow students from certain privileged backgrounds to intern. Hard work and merit end up taking a back seat to income and background. I refused to participate in this system, which is so exclusionary.
This message is from Elsa Fernando from Spain. She said, I wanted to do legal monitoring, but I couldn't afford by myself all living expenses in a city like Geneva. Further, I was not considered as a worker, so I could not contribute to the labour system and working hours, and these would not be recognised anywhere. We are only as blind as we want to be.
This is about Kagu Kazavan. He's 25 and he's from India. And he says that he studied in Cambridge and he went into a huge debt for studying, and therefore he cannot afford to do an unpaid internship with India. And he also asked whether the UN lost its memory, because they actually said that no one should work for free.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.